Blog Talk Radio.
Get their times changed and are available and can listen. It looks like the panelists are all lagging behind. I don't think they've probably all got their times changed, but I'm sure they'll pull in soon. But we do have Michael on the line, and Michael always has some good stuff to talk about. So, Michael, what would you like to talk about with me today?
Okay. Hey, David, how you doing? And how's everybody doing that's listening in? Yeah, let's just dive right into it, David. Let's talk about the biggest topic right now, and that's Donald Trump securing the nomination for the Republican Party, which means it will be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump to be the president of the United States moving forward. I personally didn't want this fight. I wanted to see two younger guys. I would love to have seen maybe Ron DeSantis versus, let's say, Gavin Newsom, but oh well, this is what we got. So with that said, I just want to talk about how good Joe Biden did at the State of the Union speech. And I'm just curious to know if everybody else thinks he did good and if that's going to energize the Democratic base and get us out to vote to get him back in office to keep Donald Trump away from the Oval Office again.
Well, you know, Biden and Trump were in Georgia over the weekend. Actually, they've been. And actually, Biden was here in Atlanta where in his speech, he slammed Trump. Over what he said was who he keeps company with is very negative, pointing to the former president's rally alongside Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was actually in Rome, Georgia, and his gushing review of a Friday night meeting with the right-wing Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban before, again, describing Trump as an existential threat to the public. Biden said, my lifetime has taught me to embrace the future of freedom and democracy. But we all know Donald Trump sees a different America, an American story of resentment, revenge, and defeat. That's not me, and that should be you. That was what Biden said. I'd like to welcome on Darius. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear you. Thanks for asking. Good. How about yourself?
Great, sir.
I kind of heard a little bit of what you were saying, but you weren't coming in very clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you probably didn't because you're out driving around. But anyway, you're in Atlanta also. Do you know that Biden and Trump were in Atlanta, and I heard Biden speak yesterday, and where he was slamming Trump, because he wanted, and the thing that he was saying about Trump was the people he hang with is wrong. He wants to be more dictatorish, and that's not the way he thinks about it. Biden said that he is more of a person to embrace the future of freedom and democracy. But Trump is not. What do you think about that?
Well, I did know that he was in town yesterday because I got caught up coming by the airport and they closed down the interstate going both ways and all the overhead passes above that. So, yeah, I was well aware of him being in town. It's such an irony to me, David, to hear all of these Democrats talk about the threat of democracy, freedom, and Trump being a dictator. But yet, I don't remember when Trump was in office, I don't remember him weaponizing the DOJ to go after his political opponents. I don't remember him or recall him trying to stop elections. I don't recall him using the courts to try to take his opponents off of the ballots. I don't recall him censoring free speech, like going to the tech companies and trying to get them to not talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, or co-conspiring with the media not to write the stories. It's just so it's amazing to me that the people who are the number one proponents of autocracy are the ones who are talking about a threat to freedom and democracy while they're in the very midst of taking the rights and the freedoms from the American people. You can't talk about Joe Biden. You can't talk about his family. You cannot talk about liking Donald. You can't vote for Donald Trump if you want to, if he's on a ballot in a state that wants to take him off. And they're censoring free speech. They're censoring the news media. They're censoring social media, all these things. And yet they're talking about Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. He's not doing any of those things. So I'd love for some Democrat, some liberal to explain to me, where is Donald Trump more of a threat to democracy than Joe Biden and the liberals?
All right, Michael, you want to jump in on that?
Hey, Darius, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing, David, Michael. Thanks for asking. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Good to hear you. No, David, I don't want to take that. I don't want to answer any of that at all because Darius knows it's hogwash. Every week we have this same debate, the same conversation, and it's just pointless at this point for me to even try to talk to a conservative and explain to them how Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. If you or anybody in the world can't clearly see at this point how Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, then there's nothing I can say that's going to convince him otherwise. So, no, I don't really want to take that one, David.
All right.
Well, David, can I ask you guys this then? Is what Joe Biden doing? Is silencing free speech? Is him colluding with social media, the newspapers, the legacy media? Is him using the DOJ to weaponize Donald Trump? Is him trying to use the courts? Are liberals using the courts to try to take him off the ballot? Is that then? I don't want to explain Donald Trump, but I'm just asking the tactics of the liberal media. I mean, the liberals right now and Joe Biden. Is that a threat to democracy?
Okay. Well, first of all, you're not being honest when saying Joe Biden is going after Donald Trump. He's not. A special prosecutor who was a Republican, Jack Smith, is going after Donald Trump for possible crimes. I'll give it that. He hasn't been convicted of anything but possible crimes. So every time I hear you guys say Joe Biden's going after Donald Trump, that's just not true. So, David, that's why I just don't want to answer the questions anymore, because they don't debate on facts. Okay? It's just a fact. Donald Trump may have committed crimes. He's been indicted 4 times for 91 felonies. Okay, maybe he did do one of them. Maybe he did. That's not to say that Joe Biden is going after him. The guy committed a crime. It's that simple. So I'm at the point, David, and everybody listening, I don't even want to debate this with the conservatives anymore, because history's on my side with this. History's on the Democrat side with this one. So enough said about that, David.
All right.
Well, I don't think it's enough said, man. I just, because he's still not answering the question. You saying that he's not going after him. Okay, let's say he's not. You cannot tell me that Joe Biden does not know what the Justice Department is doing to Donald Trump. We already have evidence of Fani and her staff meeting with Joe Biden at the White House. We already have evidence of Jack Smith meeting with the Democrats in the January 6th committee. So don't tell me that he doesn't have anything to do with it. And they already said that when they did the raid in Mar-a-Lago, that Joe Biden was informed of that when it happened. So don't tell me that he's not a part of it. But let's just throw that aside, Michael. And I know you don't want to debate it because the facts are irrefutable.
Okay. Let me finish this real quick.
Throw that aside. Mm-hmm. Then we clearly know that they interfered in the elections. Clearly know that Joe Biden and the liberal media suppressed the stories about Hunter Biden. We know that Joe Biden conspired with the media and social media to suppress information about him and his family receiving money from foreign adversaries. We know this for a fact. So, and we know how to take Donald Trump off the ballot so that we wouldn't even have an opportunity to vote for him if we want to. So just take those things right there, Michael, and you tell me, is that the very essence of our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of press, and freedom of fair and free elections? You tell me, is that not more of a threat to our democracy?
Okay, I'll answer that. No, that's not more of a threat than a former president of the United States trying to stage a coup on January the 6th. That's not more of a threat than a former president of the United States calling the Georgia and asking Georgia to find votes for him so he can win Georgia when he obviously lost Georgia. So everything you just said was just minor compared to the charges that are against Donald Trump. Once again, you guys are just trying to make the Biden family to be a crime family because you cannot defend the actual crime family of the Trump family. So you're just trying to bring Joe Biden's family down to Donald Trump's level. But it's not working. It's clearly not working. So once again, it's not even worth my breath to debate this conversation with these guys because they don't debate in facts, okay? Donald Trump is a threat to society, okay? Jack Smith is a Republican, Darius. Darius, let's throw out the Fannie Willis thing. Let's not even talk about Fannie Willis today. Let's just talk about Jack Smith in that case. Jack Smith is a Republican, okay? He did an investigation, and he found some improprieties, and he brought a case. It's that simple. There's no conspiracy here. There's no we're trying to keep him off the ballot. The guy's a crook, and he needs to be held accountable. It's that simple.
Actually, it's not that simple. So what if he's a so-called Republican? You've got a lot of Republicans that hate Donald Trump, Michael, so that doesn't mean anything. Jack Smith, if this case was so strong, the fact that he waited for 4 years to bring it, that says a whole lot about how much of a crime he thought this was and how important he thought it was. He waited until the election cycle to bring the case. Secondly, he was
already
struck down.
If he would have bought it too quick, you would have been arguing he bought it too quick.
You say you don't want to debate it, but yet when I bring up these facts, and these are irrefutable, you try to talk around it, okay? The fact is, he's already been knocked down before, okay, on another case where he tried to come against another Republican. He was shut down 9-0 by the Supreme Court. This case with Jack Smith is going absolutely nowhere, just like the other case with Fannie Willis is going absolutely nowhere because he didn't do anything. But furthermore, what they're trying to do is they're interfering in the election just like they did before. And you cannot refute, Michael, this is FBI evidence that he met with the January 6th committee, that he also, the Democrats on the January 6th committee, he also suppressed the media. That's very important because 87% said that had they known they would have voted another way. I'm sorry, 13% said had they known they would have voted another way, which was enough to sway the election. That's clear in the election interference. So for you guys to say that that's not a threat to democracy is crazy to me. So we know he suppressed information. We know he's in cahoots with the media. We know he's in cahoots with the Justice Department. This is not speculation. This is a fact. And then when you talk about a coup, who has a coup with no weapons? Who has a coup when they walk into the Capitol building and they take pictures?
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody was trying to overthrow the government?
And you guys know that.
Hold on a second. It looks like the show is something's going on. It's going to click down. It only got 15 seconds. All right. Call back in, please. Give me about 5 minutes, and we'll reach you. Sorry to all the listeners who are listening. Hang on there. We'll try to fix this. I don't know what's going on here. But hold on.
Okay, we'll call right back.
All right.